the 60s and 70s, students weren't as concerned then about patents and maybe starting their own companies.
That's correct. I don't know when exactly Bill Gates started, but I think he left Harvard in the 70s to start his own company, and he was really a pioneer in that company starting business, especially among young people.
About the same time, of course, Wozniak and Jobs were starting Apple, and the Apple II came out in 1977. So I suppose after that, someone who wanted to be a young entrepreneur might have been attracted to computer science.
Yeah, that's correct. However, there certainly were some young entrepreneurs not in computer science. Hewlett and Packard and Varian were entrepreneurs starting in the 1930s. But they were in electronics rather than in, since computing didn't exist. They had quite a time adapting themselves when computers came along.
Apparently, Wozniak rode his bicycle up to the Stanford AI lab and used the computers there now and again when he was a teenager. Do you have any recollection of him?
Sorry, I don't.
Were you aware of or involved at all in the People's Computer Center that was in Menlo Park? That was a place that some of the sales students went to hang out, I guess, after work.
I suppose I visited it once or twice, but I wasn't involved in its affairs. That was the outfit that had this timeshare computer, I think.
And they had a PDP-8 computer that anyone could use for 25 cents an hour. Except for Sale and the other facilities on the Stanford campus, that was the major outlet for people who were not professionals who wanted to be involved in computing. I guess the other major computer center on campus, one in the building on campus and also at the medical center at Stanford.
Well, I was probably mistaken about that People's Computer Center because I was confusing it with the outfit based in San Francisco that had Begin and SDS 940 timesharing system. So if I was told about the PDP-8, I forgot.
When was the first time you ever had a break-in, a computer break-in at Sale?
I don't recall that we had any break-ins. There was, of course, some practical jokes that people played. When you could modify the operating system, one guy said he wanted to be known henceforth as Bud, whatever his last name. And somebody promptly hacked the operating system so that everybody came out as Bud. That was a consequence of the fact that the operating system was very well known by a large number of people, so that somebody could do that just for the sake of a practical joke and furthermore do it in very few minutes.
Since it was a time-shared system, when changes were made to the operating system that was shared by everyone, it was immediately apparent to everyone.
Yep, if you did a finger then, you got Bud McCarthy and Bud everybody else.